As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
It's another interesting morning, and I wish that I had financing for this movie that's going to come up about all of this that's going on, all of it. And he, from scandal to scandal, and the fact, well, I'll get to it a little bit later, that if it's just bugging me so much that if Jeff Sessions can't appoint a special counsel. He's talking about someone from the Justice Department. He's turned out to be a pawn of the Justice Department. I don't know who's got what on Jeff Sessions, but this guy looks 75% dead. And for many decades, he has been extraordinary in Congress. I think Obama and Hillary, I think they've got something on him. I can't get it. Here he is out to dinner with Rob Rothstein. Come on. Robbie Rothstein should be in jail, too. And I don't understand that. Here's a guy with an exemplary record. Forget about his rift with Trump and Trump calling him disgraceful in public. He is disgraceful. And unless this special investigation takes place, not through the Justice Department. Jeff Sessions is a pawn of the Justice Department. You see, the Justice Department has limited government powers on what they can do in terms of prosecution. It'll be another exercise in futility. I, honest to God, at this point, wouldn't mind if Trump just fired Jeff Sessions. I mean, I don't know what it would do to the White House. It wouldn't be as bad for him with the kickback as it would if he fired Mueller. To talk about that ridiculous investigation. This is such a worldwide conspiracy. I'm telling you, when I say worldwide or global, I'm going ahead of myself here. What's going on in this collaboration with Russia issue? But Sessions should go. Someone could come in and appoint a second special counsel. Now you get guys like Trey Gowdy and others, senator out of Florida, congressman out of Florida. You're getting a lot of kickback here. Come on. Let's get the investigation. They have, from everything I have seen and read, the government has conclusive evidence, absolutely conclusive evidence, that this chain of scandals culminated by the effort to put in to oust Trump as president, to impeach him. See, everybody was caught by surprise. Nobody had these plans in hand because it was like a given that Trump would lose to Hillary. Even Trump thought he would. And it's turned the whole world upside down. So the chain of events that have since followed, and I don't know what it's going to lead to. I just know, I pretty much know it's led to the conclusive evidence that at the head of all of this, sabotage against the United States, maybe treason, It's all at the hands of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Now, you know, and I know, and I don't care what your political tendencies are, you know very, very well that if it were one of those two, in order to save his or her hide, those cowards, those scum, would come right out. Hillary would be on Obama. Obama would be on Hillary. See, but it can't happen. They either get around this like they've gotten around everything, or they both go down. And I'm not encouraged that they're both going to go down, because I don't think there's going to be a special counsel. And I don't think that, you know, with a special counsel, you have access, and I want to break this down because I can take 3 hours, to the, there are no grounds. I won't use the word incriminate, but I will use the word indict and convict. I'll use those words. There are no grounds to convict 21 of these rotten apples that would be outside the jurisdiction of the Justice Department. And Jeff Sessions, by the way, he's a pawn of the Justice Department. I don't know why. It's absolutely contrary to everything he's done in his 40 years of a magnificent record. I know I'm going to bore you, but I'm going to say the same thing about John Roberts, the original ultimate conservative, I mean, in recent times here, who's twice overturned rulings and had the deciding vote on Obamacare and stuck with it. This is such a deep, dark secret. What's going on with the dark state, with the fifth column, with this third world global effort to take over the United States of America. You can call me crazy. I mean, it isn't a fact because I can't prove it. It's a very, very strong belief. And I'm not one of those who goes with these conspiracy theories that the United States was concocted 9/11 or the war on Iraq. I mean, come on. Let's be reasonable. I think I'm reasonable. And I want to say that this is showing up in so many areas in the economy, in our economy, in our presidency, in our immigration laws. If we didn't have all of this to deal with, I mean, Trump would be setting records now. But every day I come out, now there's a report that what's her name? Stormy Daniels or something, this prostitute, where Trump signed a non-disclosure. Well, he wouldn't sign a non-disclosure agreement for evidence that she had sex with him. I don't care. I care more about others having sexual encounters, and I'm doing this from a pragmatic standpoint. Listen, we all know Trump was wild years ago, and I don't know how long it lasted, too, but I don't care, because when you start these ambiguous cases, these debatable cases, and put aside everything that's important. Look at the omen from North Korea. And I'm not saying I believe it, because I don't trust them as far as I can trust Kim Jong-un. But you know what I say? I open my arms. If you want to abide by the statements that you have made, North Korea, then you will not continue with the production of nuclear weapons and have a moratorium and are open to the discussion of getting rid of your nuclear weapons. And if I were Trump, oh, you can bet I'd sit down with him. I'd sit down with him in 5 seconds. I'd be on a plane now over there to North Korea. All of this is being interfered by this left-wing socialist slash communist slash anarchist organization in this country that is far worse than I think the communist threat was back in the days of Joe McCarthy. And something has to happen to stop it. Now you look at chaos at the very, very top here. At the very top. Now you've got Gary Cohn resigning as Donald Trump's top economic advisor. And this was apparently over these tariffs on steel and aluminum. And hey, I'm not going to pretend that I have the answer. I sympathize with the fact that I think we have to protect our manufacturers, and we should all know that that's happening right now. But here we are with an open coming up on the stock market. That's going to be, again, much lower. Now, this will be temporary, so don't panic on this. But it is demoralizing. More money has been pulled out of the market in February than any other month. It's not that this is all crumbling, but it's because people are losing confidence in everything in our government and Trump's administration. And I can't sit here and defend, yeah, this turnover every administration. This turnover has become reckless. Gary Cohn, to me, is, it's okay. I can separate the two. I think he's a fabulous economic advisor from everything I've seen, and he helped put together tax reform. I'm upset. He's a Democrat. He almost quit Trump over the incident in Charlottesville, which was totally taken out of context, because of Trump's inability to state things clearly. It's not even a matter of lying. He's terrible at expressing things. I mean, how many times have we heard here in a year plus? Well, the president, Sarah, I can keep hearing Sarah Carter Huckabee. Let's take the context of what Trump was saying. It was distorted. I don't even care anymore. You can take context, and I'll take facts. And when certain facts, like the reports coming out on the economy, are incredible, but the results aren't showing in a lot of ways, got a problem. I'll be back to talk about the jobs market right after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
Our guardian star lost all his glow. The day that I lost you, he lost all his glitter. The day you said no.
All right, we return. Just an email from one of our faithful listeners, and you know who I'm talking about because you listen every day, and I thank you very much for your support. He just sent me an email. Cohn. Cohn was a Democrat hack from Goldman Sachs, the most corrupt firm on Wall Street. Trump never should have hired him. I just during the break emailed him back that. He's correct that he is a hack and a Democrat hack, and sometimes you have to take the good with the bad. He did help craft this tax reform and has made a great contribution in spite of being on the verge of quitting when that Charlottesville. I mean, that is one of the biggest jokes I have ever heard in politics, Trump's comments on Charlottesville, which added up to nothing, which were totally taken out of context. And people are threatening to retire because of it and not go after it. People absolutely nuts. Gary Cohn stayed on, so I'm not criticizing him. Some things are just so hard to believe. And take a look at Hillary and Bill and Obama, what they do every single day. No criticism. Boy, if I had a criminal mind and I were in the same position as one of two of them, I mean, I'd just go out and I'd commit havoc. I helter-skelter. When you know you can get away with anything, you just do it. How can you help it? Hey, nobody is going to do anything, so you just do it. But the good news kind of slips under the cracks in the floor, doesn't it? Today's job report came out. 235,000 new jobs created. The expectations they anticipated, 195,000. The economy is heating up. The job situation out there is unbelievable. And what happens? The market, the futures go down. And they go down because Gary Cohn resigns as Trump's top economic advisor. Those things don't bother me too much. It's like the aluminum and steel situation when it came out that it may not be quite as severe as Trump first said it. You know, the market first fell, and now then it came up somewhat. Gary Cohn's resignation, he'll get over with. I'm worried about the infrastructure of the market. I'm also worried about the market. I'm worried about the infrastructure of the market, and there are no signs that it has gone south. Yeah, the market can heat up. I mean, you know, every good side has a bad side. And if the market heats up too fast here, we run the risk of inflation. We run the risk of real, real concerns. And the same thing can happen with adding new jobs. So that's like when people say, Well, it looks like we're going to war. I'm going to buy all the defense stocks I can. If it were that easy, wouldn't we all be millionaires? It's not. It doesn't follow that. And who knows where the blame is ultimately going to lie on that basis. Am I happy to see Gary Cohn gone? Not at all. Can they replace him? I don't have a list of anybody. How would I? Somebody during the break emailed me who should replace him. I don't have any idea. And, you know, it was all polite. It was an honor to serve his country, blah, 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 blah. And Trump's, of course, saying that it was great working with him. And, you know, Gary Cohn could come back. And that's the difference between this president and others. He can be his. I mean, I'm exempting people like Rosie O'Donnell. I don't think anything could get her in his good graces. But people whom he's had real shouting matches with, real negative discourse with, he leaves the door open. I mean, hey, look at Romney, for example. A major, major disappointment who's turned out to be a true rhino in every description of the term. I can't help liking Romney personally because he's so clean. And look what the media did to him. Look what Candy Crowley did to him. Look what Barack Obama did to him. It's a country filled with hate and venom. And there are so many decent people out there. And it doesn't matter. I mean, Romney's going to win the Senate from Orrin Hatch in Utah. But, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just that we tend to get so disappointed and so much disappointment in so many people. And then someone like Devin Nunes comes along and kind of regurgitates your spirits. And when we're getting all these negative reactions based upon all these good things Trump is doing, the opposition, the progressive element of this country, I'm telling you, this is almost like a return of Marxism and Leninism. Soviet Union, in many cases, the SS in Russia, I mean, in Germany. It's kind of springing up here where freedom of speech is gone. I don't want to get into gun control. I've been into that so often. If you want to talk about gun control or anything else, you can call at 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263. But Trump blasted his four predecessors, and I think we can start, and not necessarily on an individual basis, not with Clinton, not with Bush. I mean, I think he's held it pretty well. You can't say enough bad things about Barack Obama, who, like Jimmy Carter, has turned on current presidents and current administrations, forgetting the cardinal rule of a presidency. Have decorum. Have respect. Never criticize another president. George W. Bush had plenty, and I'm not a Bush supporter or any of the Bushes. Did I vote for them? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if George W. Bush ran against Hillary Clinton, of course I'd vote for him. It doesn't mean I'm a Bush supporter. I'm more of an ideological supporter, and I'm not even sure I'm that. As a character voter, because who has character anymore? The people who are smart enough probably to stay out of politics. And Trump went on this past week, and he talked about his four predecessors for bad policies and leaderships. It led to a loss of 6 million manufacturing jobs and racked up trade deficits of more than 12 million. It's got to be 12 billion. What am I saying 12 million for? And it's hard to deny this. And I object less and less to Trump coming out and defending himself. If he get rid of a third of the tweets, it'd be great. But as far as social media goes, I guess he sold me. won the election campaign and has outlived everyone so far. More coming up.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Buzz Aldrin, one of the first two Americans to land on the surface of the moon. I've just finished a wonderful interview with Stu, and you can find further details on his website. Look things up and help celebrate the Golden Apollo legacy.
Get ready to shed a tear, Laurie.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a spring joy.
Oh, my God. The late H.C.O. Pinzer. Remember H.C.O. Pinzer? And that was from South Pacific. And I mean, South Pacific is definitely one of my favorites. Annie has to be my all-time favorites, because both my girls starred in so many theaters in Annie. But I love theater, and I love, you know, my wife will say, why don't we go to this particular thing? She pretty much, and I go along with everything. I don't argue. And finally, she saw that she couldn't take me falling asleep anymore when we would go to these theaters, like, you know, the Huntington Theater in Boston. It's not that I've been involved with a lot of theaters and productions. The one I'd go to for every single performance is Regal Theater in Waltham, Mass. But, I mean, I've been affiliated, with many of the theaters here in Arlington and in Worcester and in Newton, when Turtle Pond was around. This is Massachusetts. And now I can see my granddaughter, who's following in my daughter's footsteps, a perfect and absolute clone to the 100th degree. And I never mean to go out and talk about my family, but my older daughter was good enough to make it. She was very friendly with Chris Evans when they took their classes together. And she's professional caliber. I mean, just come over the house and watch her portrayal of Annie and others. And my little one, same thing. But she was an incredible dancer and wanted to take a summer to be in the Rockettes. And, you know, we never that, but her wits got a hold of her, and she ended up with an internship in organic chemistry at the University of Pennsylvania for the summer. So I'm thanking God. I'm just looking up right now and knocking on wood, and thank you for the extraordinary life. It sounds like it's over. It isn't, I don't think, but the extraordinary life and the extraordinary blessings I've had. And then I end up doing this during the day. I mean, come on. It's a great thing. It really is. All right. And am I getting more sentimental as these shows go? I think I am. I think I'm developing more sentimentality and perhaps revealing parts of my maybe personal life that I really don't want to get into, but sometimes I get a little bit consumed. All right, where do you want to go now? I want to go to Hillary Clinton. Well, I really want to go to Hillary Clinton, but did she run the FBI's Trump investigation? Now, all these names are coming up and they're popping up. And my suggestion to you, I mean, you know, I've said this many times, Tucker Carlson has an excellent show. He's really terrific at debating people. But by the time you get to Sean Hannity, which follows him on Fox, he jumps right into the real, you know, everybody's got their own style. And I happen to watch it very closely last night, and in the introduction of new names, you know, we got four headlines breaking tonight, and one of them is about Alexandra Downer. And I'm thinking, who's Alexandra Downer? Well, these names keep coming into these scandals. Fast and furious. Oh, shouldn't be using that, should I? But you may or may not know the name Alexandra Downer. And I'll be totally honest, I had no idea who he was. He is the former American foreign minister and current Australian ambassador to the United Kingdom. He's the person who actually started the ball rolling in creating the anti-Trump dossier. And it turns out, as it's turned out in almost all of these cases, that he's a fanatical supporter of Hillary Clinton. Okay. It's fine. It's easy to make that connection, isn't it? I don't have objection to people who are fanatical supporters of Hillary Clinton. I hope you suffer, and you're still suffering, unless you've repented. If you've repented, I will forgive you. But if you haven't, continue to suffer. That's the way I feel. Because she would have completely destroyed the United States of America. I know one person can't do it, but in this case, it was Obama and her together. And it would have been for at least 12 years. Forget it. Couldn't survive. Couldn't pick up the pieces. So Downer, sat down in London somewhere with one of the Trump's campaign aides. And you've heard him in the news, whether he's indicted, whether he serves, George Papadopoulos. It was just back in 2016. And Papadopoulos claimed to Downer that the Russians had some nasty information on Hillary Clinton. And Downer then told the FBI, and the FBI began investigating not Clinton, but possibly the connection between the Trump campaign and the Russians. None of this makes sense. Follow the money. There is information that has only come out through injunctions or subpoenas, putting people before special counsels and investigators that you can't get out. Now you got this guy, and I don't want to mix this in, but you got this new character. I never heard of him, Sam Nunberg, a nutcase going on all the networks, claiming, "Go ahead and arrest me, Mueller," and then blasting Trump and Erin Burnett, another radical progressive. She just should have stayed at CNBC, where she was just fine, says to Sam Nunberg during an interview, "I smell liquor on your breath. Have you been drinking?" And Nunberg, who's lost his mind anyway, said no. And all this is propaganda. It's propaganda from CNN, constant propaganda from CNN, that has taken this whole situation, turned it upside down. And now when you look at this dossier and the amount of attention it's getting, you sit back and say, wow. It's when it became known that a foreign diplomat had informed the FBI, and it was treated as if it were a simple act of diplomatic chivalry by somebody tipping us off by the Russians. Folks, you know, I've tried without making my daughters paranoid. Don't believe everything you hear. Keep an open mind to things. If people are really, really good, they'll make great first impressions. If people are really, really bad, they'll make even better impressions with the hopes of scamming you one way or another. So Downer reported this, and since it's a Clintonite, and signed over $25 million in Australian government funds to the Clinton Foundation, quote, to fight AIDS in Southeast Asia. It was one of the biggest gifts ever to the foundation. Basically, the Clintons had to pay $25 million to get this fake dossier from top to bottom, which is so unremarkable, so unbelievable, or remarkable, I guess, that I, you know how you see similarities in certain people when you see them? I watch Lou Dobbs a lot. He used to be on CNN for years. He's been on Fox Business Channel. I love Lou Dobbs, and I love Stuart Varney. And when Dobbs comes on his show, and he's, again, got excellent guests, and he highlights what's good, I see him in situations that I'm here on the radio. Sometimes you're so flustered, you don't know what to say. I see sometimes Lou Dobbs is so flustered that he wants to say things he can't say on television, and he can't believe these happenings every day, and he gets absolutely tongue-tied for about 5 or 10 seconds. And I know, like me, he's sitting there saying, oh, and I love just to explode. And you can't do it. And who wants to listen to someone having a temper tantrum? On the other hand, you stay nice and calm and say, well, the $25 million was definitely paid for by Hillary Clinton in order to for something that was unprepared, because nobody expected Trump to win the election. So we're going to get him out of office one way or another. And trust me, this isn't going to go on for another 6 months or a year. This will go on for as long as Trump is in office. I don't have a crystal ball in front of me. This guy is as tough as nails, but he's also a human being. I know he enjoys a lot of this, but it's making his presidency very, very, very uncomfortable. More on the dossier when we get back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. going to Manila, Bangkok, London. How about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who's one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, we're back, and we're back to that that dossier. It's so ludicrous and insulting. And the media, the left media in this country, has shamed themselves so much that other than for purposes of what I do for a living and sometimes good entertainment, when you see people like, well, what's her name? Joy, somebody on. Oh, good God. I mean, it's intolerable to watch CNN and MSNBC. It's really intolerable. And then they praise and give validity to these things like the dossier, original claims coming out. I mean, I want you to think about this. For decades, you know, Trump has been a really interesting figure. He's always been. For decades, I'm a little bit of a clean guy phobia guy myself. And if I shake someone's hands, I go wash them. That's why I always grip their elbow, and I make them grip mine, and they got this puzzled look, and I say, this is the wedding handshake, because I don't want to be washing my hands every minute, you know, if I'm in a place where I see a lot of people. Trump is gone to the nth degree, and good for him, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. His brother died of alcoholism, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, is fanatical, I mean, obsessive. He doesn't like shaking people's hands, doesn't like touching people's skin. I don't have a problem. So you say, why does he do it? Well, my God, he's the president of the United States. He'll shake a million hands this year. He doesn't have any choice. He had to figure out what to do. I don't know what his pockets are loaded with. It's probably that sanitary cleaner. And then the dossier comes out. This was the news of several months ago that Donald Trump, we have evidence that Donald Trump went to some hotel arranged for him in Russia, some swanky hotel, and all these nude prostitutes came out, and he was in bed without any clothes on, and they urinated all over him. I mean, it's even disgusting it's disgusting to talk about. But this is all in the news, or I wouldn't come out with this. Trump doesn't like to have his hands touched by anybody in a handshake. I mean, you want to believe that one? So if you discard that one, I mean, that should, CNN should be off the air. They should just be flat out off the air. And MSNBC, well, pretty close to being off the air, except we have to exercise our First and Second Amendment rights. Now, I'm not going to go down that road. But now the word has come out in this dossier that through this investigation for Bob Mueller, who I think is just a total jerk, a total and complete jerk, and that's probably the short end of it. He has sent a representative to Bangkok, Thailand, to Russia, to go through. And I have this clip on television. They're going through a dumpster in Russia to try to find evidence against Trump. Like I said, I mean, how do you find words for this? And now he's found a prostitute, and she's a sex instructor. Oh, she sounds terrific. Who's in jail in Thailand, and she knows about Trump and his activities. So we send someone over there. We, please, CNN send someone over there to interview her, and she's got all the information on Trump. After they send this person over, that she will be very happy to make public if they give her immunity and get her out of the Thailand jail and send her here because she is afraid to go back to Russia. And that's what they get out of that. How far will this jerk, this embarrassment, this disgrace, Robert Mueller go? He surrounded himself with every person but one is a Clinton donor. And this is an unbiased investigation. James Comey should be in prison. I mean, he got classified information, gave it to a friend of his at Georgetown University. The next thing you know, it shows up in newspapers. Huh? You know what the answer was? Well, he was no longer the head of the FBI, so he could do it. Come on. Remember Sandy Berger for Bill Clinton? Went into the one of the government libraries and stashed classified documents into his sock. Oh, you got a slap on the hand for it. These are federal offenses. These are criminal offenses. They don't deserve reprimands. And as I said earlier on in this show, it doesn't matter what you do if you're a Democrat and you're part of that team. It doesn't matter. You'll likably get a lot of money. You probably likely have a lot of money because the Clintons had it and they got to enlist somebody's help. And you don't think anybody would do things for the Clintons because they love Bill and Hillary. Anybody other than somebody in a coma has to realize that these two are trailer trash. They're trailer trash scum. They always were. They happen to be born with a fairly high intellect, although I question how smart Hillary is. I think Bill's pretty darn smart. That's intellectual prowess. And how today, when they're both out of the picture, how today do they still exert so much control? All I know, and I think of Donna Brazile, who shut her mouth, is that people who start to open their mouths against the Clintons, one way or another, are silenced. Come to any conclusion you want. I wouldn't want Hillary and Bill on my tail. And first of all, I mean, that's not going to happen because I don't have any. It's not people who are against them. I have no inside information at all. Zero. Nil. None. So I'm not anyone of value for them to go after, although they've gone after people like James Cohen, the great reporter over at Fox TV. I mean, this is not the United States I grew up in. Donald Trump, please stay healthy, stay well, stay strong, and just get a little smarter. We need you so badly, I can't even begin to express it. This is Stu Taylor. See you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.